Mom, 6-year-old asked if she was born evil because she is white. By Dr. Susan Berry on October 29, 2021. A mother told the Loudoun County School Board she removed her children from their public schools after her 6-year-old daughter asked her if she was born evil because she is white. Critical race theory investigator Christopher F. Rufo tweeted a video of the Loudoun County mother addressing the school board. The mother said she pulled her children out of Loudoun County Public Schools, LCPS, and they are now thriving. She continued. We had specifically moved them out of LCPS due to the swift and uncompromising political agenda of Superintendents Williams, Ziegler, and the school board had forced upon us. First, it was in the early spring of 2020 when my 6-year-old somberly came to me and asked me if she was born evil because she was a white person. Something she learned in a history lesson at school. Then, you kept the schools closed for a year and a half, despite the signs indicating it was safe for kids to return, she continued. Now, you've covered up the rape, and arrested, humiliated, and falsely accused parents of being domestic terrorists. LCPS continues to make headlines with multiple scandals. High school students chanting, Loudoun County Protects Rapists held a walkout this week following a decision by juvenile court judge Pamela Brooks that found a high school boy dressed in a skirt, guilty of forcible sodomy and forcible fellatio and a sexual assault on a girl in the girls' bathroom. The same boy has also been charged with a more recent sexual assault this month of another girl at another Loudoun County high school. However, Scott Smith, whose daughter was assaulted during the first incident in May, became a central focus of the story of parents' struggles with school officials when, on June 22, he was dragged out of a school board meeting and arrested after hearing school officials supportive of transgender bathrooms deny there had been reports of sexual assaults in these spaces. LCPS Superintendent Scott Ziegler also stated he was unaware of any assaults happening in the bathrooms. As Breitbart News reported last week, Ziegler later acknowledged, following parents' outrage, the school district has failed to provide safety for its students. Meanwhile, Smith and his wife demanded an apology from the National School Boards Association, NSBA, for characterizing parents who are outraged about actions taken by their local school boards and school officials as domestic terrorists. The mother who addressed the Loudoun County School Board said she wished she could return her children to LCPS because private school is expensive and she hoped her children could walk home from school with their friends from their own community. I refuse to allow you to destroy our schools, the mother concluded. They are not your schools. They are our schools. You all should be ashamed, and you should have the moral courage to admit you're wrong and step down.